During the fighting in Iraq, NPR has been airing a series of war diaries. This is an entry from a young woman in Cleveland, Ohio, known as Fatima, who's been following the war between the United States and her home country from a distance. Fatima left Iraq in 2000, but she keeps in close touch with her father and sister, who remain in Baghdad.
I've been paranoid. I've been calling my family over there like every 5 seconds. To the degree that they said, okay, just don't worry about us. They said, you know, we're worried about you now.
Fatima asked to keep her last name private because she worries about possible reprisals against her family in Baghdad. As she follows the coverage of the war and worries for her family's safety, Fatima's mind keeps returning to her own experiences in Iraq during the first Gulf War.
I will never forget the first night the war started. Me and my sister were sleeping downstairs because you never know if they hit you and you're upstairs, it's hard, you know, and tough. So, and then I heard my mom yelling and screaming. She goes, get up quickly, they are bombing us. I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? She goes, yes, you know, and the bombing was there. And I thought I'm dreaming, you know, and my sister was like, oh my God, are they bombing us? And I'm like, yes. And then we ran all the way in the house to turn off the lights. You know, we were running and my dad was running. I was running, I don't know where I was going, but I was just, all I was thinking of is to turn the lights down. And then we, all of us, gathered in an area. It was a very small area, but kind of safe. So we stayed there, and then the shock, I wasn't even able to cry. I wanted to cry, but I couldn't. You know, I just felt like I'm very old. You know, I was 14 years old, but I just felt like my hair is turning white. I remember my jaw was like, was going like, you know, that's how scared I was. I was all shaking. Especially the first few days was so, so, so heavy. The electricity was bombed, the water was bombed, the phones were bombed. You know, they bombed everything. You feel like the house is shaking. And then I couldn't believe that there will be a morning. So basically we were killed by the American people and we were killed by Saddam too.
An NPR war diary from Fatima, remembering her experiences in the first Gulf War. For more on the diaries, go to our website, npr.org.